我哋继续用读经去敬拜神。我读经嘅经文嚟自《使徒行传》第二章29-41节。
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 29-41.
我哋会先用广东话，然后用英文以启应方式嚟读。
We'll read this first passage responsibly, first in Cantonese and then in English.
使徒行传第二章廿九节，弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明的对你们说，他死了，也葬了，并他的坟墓直到今日还在我这里。就预先看明这事，讲论基督复活，说他的灵魂不设在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。他既被神右手高举，又从神受了所应许的圣灵，又把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。等我使你仇敌作你的脚凳。众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：弟兄们，我们当怎样行？因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们神召来的。我一起读41节。于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天无尽增添了3000人。
Acts chapter 2, starting with the verse 29. Let us read responsively. Brothers, I may say to you with confidence about the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. He foresaw and spoke about the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. Being therefore exalted at the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this that you yourselves are seeing and hearing. Until I make your enemies your footstool. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. Let us read verse 41 together. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
今日有牧师为我们传讲神的信息，他讲到题目是当怎样行。
Pastor Thomas will give today's message titled What Shall We Do?
儿童也都到下面去崇拜。
Children may now be dismissed for children's worship.
家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
让我哋先一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，多谢你。
Father, we give you thanks.
你俾我哋圣经嘅话语系几咁嘅奇妙。
Because you give us amazing words in your Bible.
喺圣经嘅里面，我哋可以认识你。
In your word, we can know you.
喺呢个圣经嘅里面，我哋可以认识呢个真真又真又活嘅神。
Through your word, we know and there is a living God.
喺圣经嘅里面，我哋可以亲近你。
Through your word, we can be close to you.
求主今日俾我哋有谦卑嘅心嚟到你面前去讲嘅，同埋去读嘅，同埋去听嘅。
Give us humble hearts to be come before you so that we can listen and learn.
咁样祈祷系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我上个礼拜咧，我太太咧同学校咧就去咗一个喺个教育性嘅公园里面。
Last week, my wife went to this educational park.
咁呢入边咧就好多游戏嘅，俾啲学生去玩。
There were many games for the students to play.
啲教啲学生咧点样去解决啲问题。
They teach the students how to solve problems.
佢做咗之后，佢第一佢知道咧个问题系乜嘢。
And of course, before they begin, they must need to know what the problem is.
咁第二咧，佢要知道个游戏嘅规则。
And then they learn the rules of the games.
然后咧就佢哋第三佢同啲学生一齐咧就去沟通啊，点样去解决呢个问题。
And then the students then communicate and decide how to solve the problem.
系啊，因为如果我哋唔知嘅，第一知个问题系乜嘢嘅时候咧。
Yes, because if you don't know what the problem is,
你几好个策略都系达唔到个目的。
No matter how well you communicate, you won't be able to solve it.
可能你兜个圈，然后就去咗第二度咯。
You may just go around in circles and go somewhere else.
但系如果你唔走游戏嘅规则咧，你输梗噶啦。
And if you don't follow the rules, you will definitely lose.
就算你去到目的地都作弊。
Even though you reach the goal, it is useless.
如果第三个郑祖人冇沟通嘅咧。
And of course, if there's no communication,
我郑祖人即系原地嘅踏步吓，打转啊，去彼此嘅埋怨。
And they're just lost, going around in circles.
我哋今日睇我哋人生嘅时候，我哋都系咁嘅样。
In our present life today, we are just like that.
OK， 我哋知唔知道？我知道人家好多问题，但知唔知个问题？真正嘅問題喺邊度咧？
We know there are many problems, but what is the real problem?
我哋好多時候，我哋好多時候用一個物質嘅角度嚟睇我哋嘅人生。
Oftentimes we look through material things to look at our life.
我哋睇下我哋要做乜嘢先可以有一個滿足嘅人生咧？
What can we do to satisfy our lives?
我哋第一代嘅移民，我哋就會好努力嘅去做工啦。
When our descendants first arrive, we work hard.
我哋嘅表现良好啦，就赢取人哋嘅赞奖啦，咁有啲升职啦。
Yes, if our work is good, then we can maybe get a raise.
咁我成日觉得咧，除非我有好多钱。
And oftentimes we think, if I only had a lot of money.
否则咧我就唔能够得到满足噶啦。
Otherwise, I won't be satisfied.
有啲人甚至系咁要，甚至讲大话，甚至偷咧都要攞，或者要攞多啲钱。
And some people therefore lie, cheat, and steal to gain more money.
对有啲人嚟讲，可能系佢哋嘅权力。
Some people may think it's power.
佢可以有权咧，就可以凌驾别人上边。
If I have power, then I can overcome others.
可以甚至去操纵人哋，或者操纵个整个嘅世界。
Or I can redesign and dictate what's to happen.
但对啲年轻人嚟讲，佢所关注嘅系乜嘢咧？
But for the younger generation, what are their concerns?
佢哋希望咧能够有最先进最快嘅科技去满足佢个感官嘅享受。
They would like the most advanced and the newest technology to satisfy their sensual desires.
iMac 嗰啲都可以开始落后啦，已经。
And all these i things are already old.
你而家有咩智能手机、智能电眼镜智能嘅手表啊
？You can have iPhones, iWatches, and goggles as well.
我哋整个人生。
And these technologies already dominate our lives. And we can see there's a generation of bowing heads. Everyone is bowing down to look at their devices. They believe that in their lives, this is the most important thing for them to do. That this device will bring us many, many important news. They miss the most important thing. Technology and money is something that is good that God has given us. So that God can fulfill His creation purpose. Our money can help those in need. Or technology can improve our relationship and communication. And therefore we can bring gospel to all corners of the earth. But when these good things become our ultimate good, when these things become our idol and we cannot afford to lose them, and we feel like we don't need God. And therefore God is pushed to the edge until he falls over. What is man's greatest problem? He pushes God to the edge and doesn't want him. Doesn't put God in his proper place. Ironically, the most important thing that man needs is this God that he's pushing to the edge. That God through Jesus Christ came and dwell on the earth. That through his miracles, he is proof that he is Lord and Messiah of the Old Testament. But when Jesus came, some people said, hey, he has no power, no status. He's not like this general that is help us going to win over the Romans. Some people felt he will help them not to achieve their purpose. And that they are threatened. If everybody follows him, who's going to listen to me? And their fear that his influence on the multitude will cause Romans to come down on them. How will they solve this problem? They're not coming to be close to Jesus. They're just caring about themselves. Either their value or their status. And they push away Jesus. Nail him. They thought if they nail him on the cross, then all problems are solved. But they did not realize that this is the Messiah that God has sent. That he is the true God of the universe. But God used the wickedness of man to achieve his plan. Last week we spoke about Pentecost.
当耶稣死了复活之后，佢升天之后五旬节嘅嚟到。
After his death and resurrection, Pentecost came.
佢在佢圣灵嘅降临，就好似风咁。
And the outpouring of the Holy Spirit was like a wind.
呢个风带嚟咗呢个生命嘅再造，啲生命再一次复活啦。
And this wind came and life was resurrected.
圣灵嘅嚟到就好似火咁样样，带嚟神嘅同在同埋佢嘅洁净。
And the Holy Spirit was also like a fire to baptize.
To present and purify.
To purify.
尤其嘅，佢圣灵嚟到嘅时候。
Especially when the Holy Spirit came.
俾人有个能力喺讲唔同地方嘅方言。
It allowed the people to speak in tongues.
你听人听见人唔同嘅方言咁去见证神，去赞美神。
The different tongues so that they can witness and praise God.
哇，嗰时啲人觉得，哇，好奇怪。
The people thought that was amazing.
哇，究竟呢个系咩意思啊？我直接问。
And they said, "What does this mean?"
呢时候彼得就起嚟就讲说话啦。
And Peter rose up and spoke.
啊，彼得起。 佢隨時準備好，把握佢每一個機會，喺咁嘅機會，人哋問嘅時候，佢起嚟同當時嘅群眾講説話啦。And
Peter seized every opportunity to speak before them.
佢就話：其實你哋睇到呢樣嘢，又係個聖靈嘅澆灌，但破。And
Peter said, "What you see is a downpouring of the Holy Spirit."
唔係淨係一兩滴，係淨係好多水咁倒曬落嚟咁樣。
Not just a couple of drops, but it is poured out.
正是施仔約翰所講嘅，用聖靈同火嗰個洗禮。
It's a baptism of fire and Holy Spirit by the Baptist, John the Baptist.
所以彼得同時引用咗約珥書嚟講話，呢個其實就係末後嘅日子要開始啦。And
also a quote that these are the end days.
喺約珥書嗰只一開始嘅時候，神將個聖靈嘅恩賜賜俾所有屬於佢嘅人。And
that the Holy Spirit would be poured out on His people.
不分種族，不分性別，不分佢嘅階層。Regardless
of race, status.
每一個人都可以講預言。And
everyone shall speak in tongues.
呢個預言本來摩西佢好盼望每一個族人個人都可以得到嘅。
This is something that Moses had thirst for, so that everyone can speak in tongues. So that the gospel can be spoken and spread out to the multitudes.
And
the beginning was at Pentecost.
澆灌下来的圣灵就是我们要去做这个见证的力量。
This downpouring of the Holy Spirit is the strength to spread the gospel.
跟住彼得就開始講咗一段好長嘅説話。And
Peter spoke for a long time.
佢講乜嘢咧？
What did he say?
佢講出原來你哋以色列人，佢猶太人，佢誤解咗呢個耶穌嘅身份同埋佢嘅工作。He
says, Israelites, you have mistaken the identity of this Christ.
佢哋指出佢嘅問題嘅所在。
So that he pointed out what their problem was.
你就係你哋以色列人啊，你心硬啊，所以你拒絕咗耶穌。
Because of your hardened hearts, you have pushed away this Christ.
彼得亦都引用舊約嚟講俾你聽，呢個耶穌正係神要立佢嚟為主同埋為基督嘅。
And Peter mentioned the fact that in the Old Testament, this Messiah is this Christ.
而你们不单止是不信，更加将他钉在十字架上边。
Not only did you not believe, but you also nailed him on the cross.
但其实这样都证明给我们看。
And this is a witness for us.
耶稣不单止是一个好人。
Not only is Jesus a good person,
耶稣不单止是一个伟大的教师。
Not only was he a great teacher, and not only did he have mercy on others, he is God turned man, nailed on the cross to rescue us.
而事實上神在耶穌每一個階段很積極地證明耶穌就是這個主就是這個基督。
And throughout his life and ministry, it is proof that he is this God.
彼得說在第22節我們沒有讀出來，他的一生的裡面神用很多神跡奇事去證明。
And in verse 22, it tells us that in his life and ministry, there were many, many miracles. And verse 23 speaks of his death.
耶稣的死不是因为犹大他自己去出卖耶稣。
His death is not due just to the fact that Judas sold him out.
耶稣的死不是因为神的计划 失败了，所以没辙了，所以他要被人出卖了，钉十字架了。
death is not because God's plan failed and so to end it.
其实耶稣的死是父神在永恒里面预先已经计划好了。His
death is part of the eternal plan and foreknowledge of God.
自停每样东西，每样东西去应验出来。
These events occur one at a time.
应验了。 是神在舊約裡面的預言,
so that the Old Testament, the prophecy in Old Testament would be true.
跟著彼得去講第23、24節講到耶穌基督的復活。
And Peter tells us in 23-24 about Jesus' resurrection.
死了，但是死了不能夠將佢困住。
Dead, but cannot be held by death.
如果耶穌真是神的兒子的話，佢唔會俾呢個罪。
If Jesus is the real Son of God, he will not be held captive by death. God would use his mighty hand to resurrect Jesus. And Peter used the words from Psalm 16, verse 8 to 11 to tell us.
他说他神曾经起誓在大卫自己的后裔里面要立一位来坐在这个宝座上面。
That already this promise was given to David for his descendants.
而这个后裔呢，是不会被撇在阴间，他肉体都不会腐坏。
That his descendant would not go to the realm of the dead, nor will he see decay of the flesh.
即是说什么? 他不会死，他是一个永远活着的。
What does that mean? He would not die, but he would live forever.
大卫他预言说这个基督神要派来去拯救这个世界，这个基督是不会死亡，而是反而是活着，去复活的。
And David saw that this Messiah would not die, but would be resurrected. And live forever.
他给当时的犹太人看到，这些不是他自己当时发生的，很久以前神是这样应许过要发生的，现在就是这个时候发生了。So
he explained to the Israelites that you see these events unfolding, this was foretold in the Old Testament, and how it's coming true.
而彼得他们就说，我们。 我们就刚刚就看见过，证明过，我亲眼看见耶稣真是复活过。
And Peter and the disciples are witnesses of this resurrection.
跟着彼得讲到耶稣的被高举，第33、36节。
And then verse 33 to 36 tells us how Jesus is exalted.
耶稣复活之后，他去升天。
After he was exalted, he went to heaven.
No, after his resurrection.
After his resurrection, went to heaven.
他不单止平反了人对耶稣的诬告。
Not only did he vindicate the first of the false accusations.
从他将在十字架上所受到的咒诅，而去到坐在神的右边。
But after facing the wrath of God on the cross, he sits at the right hand of God.
神的右边是一个最高的权力和最尊贵的地位。
The right hand of God is a highly esteemed and important place.
就在这个德胜的地位里面,
in this victory,
神将这个应许的圣灵去给耶稣。
And also the promised Holy Spirit was given to Christ.
而耶稣然后将这个得到这个圣灵再次倒下来，是给属于他的子民。
And then Christ with the Holy Spirit outpoured to his people.
以前在旧约里面，这个圣灵只是给旧约的以色列人。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was only for the Israelites.
但现在圣灵就倾倒下来的时候，是给一切凡一切属于神的人。
But now the Holy Spirit is poured out for all those who belong to God.
以至到所有信耶稣的人，因为圣灵的同在，而有神的有耶，唔系，对唔住。 圣灵都代替了升了天的耶稣与他们的门徒同在。
So the Holy Spirit is with all the disciples, all the believers, just as Christ is.
跟着彼得他引用旧约圣经里面的大卫在诗篇110篇第1节这样讲。
And then Peter said what is in Psalm 110 verse 1.
但我主对我主说,
The Lord says to my Lord.
神对那位会被立为我主的那位这样讲,
The Lord says to my Lord.
说这个主会在他的右边,
Sit at my right hand.
耶稣自己和真的很多作者在很多次引用这段经文。
Jesus and also many writers have used this verse.
他证明他说耶稣就是那位会被高立的坐在神右边的主,
to prove that this is the exalted God who will sit at the right hand.
当我坐右边的时候，神将这个圣灵赐给他，是吗？
Yes, as he sat in the right hand, he was given the Holy Spirit.
当这个圣灵的浇灌下来的时候，就证明这个复活的主就是神已经应许过的那个主，就是那个基督。
This downpouring of the Holy Spirit is proof that this is the Messiah.
耶稣基督，因此他就是全地的主。
Jesus Christ is Lord of all.
在腓立比书第2章第9到第11节。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 9 to 11 says.
保罗咁讲，所以神将他升为至高，又赐俾佢嗰超乎万名之上嘅名。 叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father.
彼得就藉着这个旧约的圣经和他们的使徒的见证来证明说耶稣就是那个主。
Peter, with this passage from the Old Testament and the witnessing of the disciples, Jesus is this Lord and Messiah.
如果耶稣是主的话,
when Jesus Christ is Lord,
我们是应该去敬拜他，是吗？
Then we should go and worship him. We should offer our lives to him. When Jesus is our Lord, we should obey him and serve him. But you nailed him on the cross. You didn't serve him, but you nailed him.
哇，这个好大剂啊！
That's such a big problem and mess.
犹太人去抗拒神，就将生命的主杀死咗。
And Israelites turned against him and killed this Jesus. They took God's witnessing and turned it into garbage. This is such a big sin. And the Holy Spirit caused those who listened that they felt cut to the heart. These people were hardened people with hearts because they wanted to nail Jesus. But now as they hear Peter, they felt the guilt in their hearts. That he were cut to the heart. They ask, what shall we do? And through the work of the Holy Spirit, they saw how hardened their hearts were. That is our problem. Our hardened hearts prevent us to see this true God. This creator of the universe is trying to tell us his how can we say there is no God? We have heard much about God, but have we come to really know Him and accept Him? We too have sinned just like the Israelites by forsaking
Him.
That we too have forsaken Him and nailed Him. We have truly lost this great salvation. But when the Holy Spirit shines into our hearts, and that will enable us to know when it cuts into our hearts. How great our sins are. That without God, there is no other path. When we come to the dead end, we should ask, what shall we do? God, if you don't save us, then we will perish. When we know what the problem is, how should we solve it?
And
Peter told us in verse 38 and 39 what this salvation is about. Peter said, come before God. You need to repent. We need to humble ourselves before the great God and know our sins. We have to accept the fact that we have forsaken Him. It is our wrongdoing. We are truly sorry that this is something we have done. And then we turn towards God and ask for forgiveness. We come before the cross and see Jesus nailed. To fulfill the prophecy of the Old Testament, He needed to be nailed on the cross. And this salvation is offered to us. If the Israelites in those days were also forgiven, this great salvation also calls us to repent and believe.
今日就是那个救恩的时候了。
Today is that salvation day.
但是他叫他们去奉主耶稣基督的名受洗。
He also asked that they would be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
洗礼是我们一个外在的记号。
Baptism is an outward sign.
洗礼本身不会救到我们。
You are not saved by just that.
Baptism.但救恩是象征在我们内在我们那个悔改和相信的心。
It is to represent this inward repentance and faith.
代表了我们的罪已经得到赦免和与基督联合。
Shows how our sins are forgiven and we are united with Christ.
洗礼是代表我们去从今以后我们属于耶稣基督。
The baptism shows us that we belong to Christ forevermore.
跟着讲到彼得讲到神之后他神都给我们有两个的应许。
And it also tells us how God gives us two promises.
第一他讲到他罪如果我们这样去悔改去洗礼的时候我们的罪会得到赦免。
So when we ask for forgiveness and we are baptized, then our sins are forgiven.
我们旧事已经过了。
The old things have passed away.
神然后讲到第二个应许就话圣灵咗俾我哋嘅恩赐。
And the second promise is the Holy Spirit.
知道我哋能够成为一个新嘅群体，新造嘅人。
So that there is a new person and a new community.
系就俾就唔单止系俾我哋，都俾我哋嘅儿女，俾我哋嘅儿女。
Not only to us, but to our children as well.
第三对最高得救。彼得讲到我们得救归入去耶稣基督的一个新的群体里面。
And it tells us that we all enter into this new community.
当日不是只是几十个人讲完之后进了。
That day, it was not just a small handful of people who came to believe.
你看圣经讲话有3000人。
But the Bible tells us 3,000 came to believe.
神将这3000人都摆埋呢一齐，定为佢教会。
God put these 3,000 together as their church.
信仰唔系净系我哋自己个人嘅决定。
To believe is not just our own decision.
唔系话净系单单我同神之间嗰个关系。
Not only between you and God.
但系话我哋受洗归入去基督嘅身体呢个教会嘅里面。
When we are baptized, we are baptized into this church.
里面有好多唔同嘅人。
And there are many people of many different kinds.
唔同嘅种族同埋性格。
Race and personalities.
但我哋一同嘅喺教会嘅里面去成长。
But we grow together in this church.
我哋谦卑嘅去同我哋嘅弟兄姊妹嘅一同嘅去成长。
We humble ourselves as we grow with our brothers and sisters.
当我哋知道个问题嘅时候，我哋应该点做咧
？When we know what the problem is, what shall we do?
彼得讲俾佢哋听。
And Peter told them.
你知道个问题系乜嘢吗
？Do you know what the problem is?
你真正嘅问题就话。在我们生命里面没有神。
The real problem is that in your life there is no God.
我们拒绝了神。
We have forsaken him.
但神将这个拯救带到来我们的当中。
But this salvation is brought to us.
神这个耶稣来到这个世界上用他的生命去表示出他就是这个用个奇迹神迹来表示出神是怎么样的
That Jesus, once he came to this earth and through his miracle, showed us what this life is about.
神说你的问题是什么知不知道但是我们的生命里面没有神。
So our real problem is that there is no God in our life.
但这个耶稣基督是用他的死和他的复活和他的升天来告诉他神就是其实已经来了。
But Jesus, through his life, death, and resurrection, tells us that the Messiah is already here.
所以你们应该去悔改和相信。
So we should repent and believe.
所以我们今天我们听到的人也同样的应当去悔改和相信。
And today, for those who hear, should repent and believe.
我都很诧异，当时有这么多以色列人这么诚实。
Yes, I'm amazed that there are so many honest Israelites at that day.
當他被指出他是有錯的時候，他很誠實地面對自己的過犯。
When they were told honestly what their problem was, they willingly accepted that.
他反而他問回頭，我應該怎麼做啊？
And they even asked, what shall we do?
尤其當時敵對的聲音仍然是這麼大。
Especially that it was the sound was so great.
當時仍然有很多反對耶穌的人在。
And there were many there at that time who opposed Jesus.
但他知道他有錯，就應該要認罪同去悔改。
But no, they have faults, they sin, and they should repent and believe.
他們不怕人的逼迫。
They were not afraid of others' ridicule or persecution.
他們不怕說沒面。
They were not afraid of losing
face.
They did not hide, did not look for answers.
有時是很痛苦的，當然要當面指證你的時候。
Yes, sometimes that is painful when someone points you out.
但因為他知道主是知道一切的事情和一切的後果。
But because the Lord knows everything and all results as well. Especially when the Holy Spirit leads us to serve and obey. So when we can honestly face the wrongdoings that we have, that it would give us a real salvation.
反而會帶來真正的復和，reconciliation和真正的友誼。
That it will bring us real reconciliation and meaning.
我們面對真理都一樣。
So as we face reality,
如果今天真理在我們的心裡說話的時候,
when the Holy Spirit speaks to us in our hearts,
我們不要消滅真理在我們心裡的感動。
Do not shut them out.
我們要來到神的面前。We
come before God.
我們認識一個在中國來的留學生。We
come to know this student from China.
他在這裡藉著一些弟兄姊妹的傳福音，他信了耶穌。And
through the spreading of the gospel and support by brothers and sisters, he came to believe.
他終於來到這個關頭，我應不應該要洗禮。
And had to make a decision.
但他知道他的父母非常反對。
The student knows that his or her parents objects.
但他說這是我的決定。
But he says, this is my decision.
這是我願意將我的生命的主權交給神的自由，是我的決定。
My willingness to offer my life to the Lord is my decision.
他很勇敢的，他洗了禮。
He was courageous and was baptized.
並且願意的，即係喺佢嘅父母面前去見證。
And witnessed to his parents.
我哋好多嘅問題都係源於我哋嘅生命裏面冇神。
Many problems result because we have no God in our hearts.
我記得有一首嘅詩歌話：Turn your eye upon Jesus.
Let us come and sing the hymn song, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
講到嗰話咧，當我哋轉眼仰望耶穌嘅時候
，When we do turn our eyes upon Jesus，
定睛啊，即係定眼嘅睇喺佢奇妙嘅恩典嘅自用嘅時候
，That when our eyes see His amazing grace，
咁嘅時候，我世上嘅其他嘅事情都必變為虛空
，Then everything else will slowly dim。
點解我哋嘅生命咁容易？ 被偶像吸引了去呢?
How is it that our hearts are so easily swayed by idols?
為什麼我們的心容易離開了神，要去追求其他東西呢?
How is it that our hearts are so easily go and chase other things aside from God?
在我們的心裡，我們少了去親近神。
Because our hearts are not close to God.
就好像兩夫妻那樣。
Like husband and wives.
夫妻之間關係好嘅時候，
when the relationship between husband and wife is good，
佢喺心裏頭彼此嘅戀慕嘅時候，
that when they have love for each other，
佢點會有第三者、第四者？
Then a third person cannot come between them。 But the Bible tells us when David saw that Jesus was at the right hand of God.
当我有神的时候, 我就不会摇动, 我都不会怕,
that when there is God, you won't have fear.
当圣灵住在我心的时候,
when the Holy Spirit lives in our hearts,
我和神的关系多么亲近, 我可以面对面见到神,
then we have such an intimate relationship with God, we can see God face to face.
大卫说,
then David tells us there is this very satisfying joy that nothing else can give us the same satisfaction.
当我有神和我同在的时候,
that God can calm us even though our hearts are not.
当有神同在的时候, 就算我自己受伤害,
that even when we experience pain, then there is this healing that we feel.
好,待会我们应该唱这首诗歌,
we will sing this song.
但其实很多时候, 我当初信耶稣的时候, 我, 好像比我们现在能够更深体会到神的同在。
That if we just look at from the time we first believed till now, we should feel even more close to God.
是不是现在这个观念, 这个这么满足亲密的观念,
this satisfying joy, does it seem very far away?
我们求神去给我们恢复我们救恩那个喜乐。
We ask God to reinvigorate this joy.
去多去亲近神,
that we can be closer.
让神的美丽充满在我们的心里面,
may His beauty fill our hearts.
去爱慕我们的神,
that we should love our God.
那些偶像哪里没位的吗?
So that there is no room for idols.
当我们发觉我们的偶像慢慢侵入的时候, 真的发觉我们再看看, 我们爱神有多少呢?
And if we do feel these idols coming close, we ask, how much do we love God?
在主里面的喜乐,
this joy,
是我们面对我们的问题一个很重要的解决方法。
That is, knowing God is the important solution to our problem.
今天我们一起来,
let us come and encourage each other.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌,
we will come and sing this hymn song.
Be thou my vision.
Be thou my vision.
我重一重起来,
let us all rise.
Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Not be all thou to me, say that thou art. Thou my best time of thy day, O my night. Like I was sleeping, thy presence was. Be my vision, when thou my soul grew, I ever guide thee, never with me rule.
My treasure, oh, by
Let us pray.
天父你真是我们唯一所渴慕。
Father, you are the one we thirst for.
是我们唯一所 longing after.
You are the one that we long after.
是多谢主你在圣经里面常常去应许我们。
Father, we thank you that through your word you constantly encourage us.
我们亲近你的,
that as we come closer to you, you come closer to us.
多谢你赐给我们有圣灵。
Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit.
就是耶稣基督藉着圣灵的,
that through the Holy Spirit that we are with your Son, Jesus.
他就去引导我们,
to teach us.
教导我们,
to help us.
去帮助我们,
to help us.
求主让我们今天所听到的话语谨记于心的里面,
that through the words that we hear today, may it be in our hearts.
我们能够去诚实地面对我们自己的问题,
that we can honestly face our problem.
或者有喜乐的心就去更多地去亲近你,
that we would have joyful hearts to be near you.
我们一起来祈祷,
we pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 大家请坐。
Please be seated.